Support for KPLU comes from SF Jazz, celebrating 30 years of presenting classic jazz performers and emerging artists to San Francisco audiences. More information about the new performance hall and the musicians launching the inaugural season at the new SF Jazz Center at sfjazz.org.
New recording from Portland opening up our Jazz Northwest today. That's the Bill Harris Quintet playing an old tune by Horace Silver called Nutville. It goes back to the 60s, I think. Bill Harris is the tenor saxophonist here with Paul Mazzio on trumpet, George Mitchell piano, Dave Capteen on bass, and Dick Burke on drums from Portland. The Bill Harris Quintet, this time the dream's on me. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, a regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. And we play music by musicians from Portland to Vancouver and Victoria and points in between, and also occasionally some visitors to the area as well. We have coming up next a group from Vancouver, B.C. This is Corey Weeds on tenor sax, who's joined here by Bill Kuhn on guitar, Peter Washington on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums from New York, visiting in Vancouver here, joining Corey and Bill in music from a new CD titled With Benefits, which is a co-composition by Corey Weeds and Bill Kuhn.
Thank you. Thank you.
The flutist is Herb Kloss, who has a nice legit sound on flute. Bill Anschel was the pianist and composer of that tune titled Second Thought, with Chris Simer on bass, Jeff Bush on percussion, Jose Martinez drums, and also sitting in on this album elsewhere are Dave Peterson guitar and David Lang on accordion. Second Thoughts by Bill Anschel, played by Herb Kloss on flute from his CD Far From Home. Before that, we were listening to music from Canada, from Vancouver, with Corey Weeds on tenor and Bill Kuhn on guitar in the title tune from their new CD, With Benefits. Peter Washington on bass and Louis Nash on drums, one of New York's great rhythm sections, joining Corey Weeds and Bill Kuhn on this new Cellar Live release. Incidentally, if you enjoy Bill Kuhn's guitar, I'm sure you also like Oliver Gannon on guitar, and the two of them are teaming up next weekend, two nights, at Corey Weed's Cellar Jazz Club in Vancouver for a program called Too Much Guitar. That's T-W-O, Much Guitar. Corey Weeds and Bill Kuhn next weekend. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. And let's take a look at some things going on around the area this coming week. This afternoon, Jay Thomas Big Band plays at 4 o'clock. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra plays tonight at 8 at Tula's. Thomas Marriott and friends are playing this afternoon at the Island Music Center on Bainbridge Island at 4 o'clock this afternoon. The Puget Sound Traditional Jazz Society is having their monthly get-together this afternoon. It's at the Ballard Elks and features Jerry Green's Crescent City Shakers, appropriate for St. Patrick's Day there. Swojo, the Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra, is playing at the Royal Room tonight at 8:30. Their performance will be preceded by another Seattle Jazz Ed ensemble playing at 6:30 tonight at the Royal Room. Coming up next week, Kyle Eastwood is going to be playing at Jazz Alley two nights, opening on Tuesday, and Roadside Attraction plays at Tula's on Tuesday. Gail Pettis will be singing for the Eastside Jazz Club at the Marriott Courtyard Hotel in Bellevue on Tuesday night, and Jacob Zimmerman will be leading a celebration of Lenny Tristano. Lenny's Pennies is being presented at the Royal Room on Tuesday night on the occasion of the great composer and pianist Lenny Tristano's birthday. He was born in 1919 on March 19th, 1919. Jacob Zimmerman's leading the ensemble. He's the alto saxophonist. Steve Tressler will be on tenor, echoing Warren Marsh and Lee Konitz in that role. Wayne Horvitz will be on piano, and Carmen Rothwell on bass, Greg Campbell on drums. Sounds like fun. Lenny's Pennies. Wednesday night, the big event is Earshot's Golden Ear Awards, when awards will be passed out to some of the notable achievements in the jazz world around here over the course of the past year. I'll MC for that, and that will be at Tula's, and we'll have music by Thomas Marriott's Flexicon. It starts at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, the Golden Ear Awards. Thursday night, Arturo Sandoval opens with his band at Jazz Alley. They'll play through Sunday. Sonando plays at Tula's. John Hansen will be at Boxley's, and Joe Doria and Skarek at Mona's. And on Friday night, the big event's the Hot Java Cool Jazz Concert at the Paramount, 7 o'clock on Friday night, featuring high school jazz bands from Garfield, Roosevelt, Mountlake Terrace, Ballard, and Newport, all playing in turn at the Paramount on Friday night. Also on Friday night, Hal Galper's trio opens a two-night run at Tula's, Friday and Saturday. Reptet plays at the Royal Room, and Jovino will be playing with the trio at Vito's. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU calendar, daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com, and Earshot maintains a very complete calendar at earshot.org. For information about jazz in Vancouver, Victoria, and Portland, check our jazz calendar online at jazzafterhours.org. The regional jazz calendars near the end features music around the Northwest. I thought a song from Gail Pettis might be appropriate. She's singing Tuesday night for the Eastside Jazz Club at the Marriott Courtyard Hotel. And we'll hear Gail singing here with Randy Halberstadt at the piano, Jeff Johnson on bass, and Mark Ivester on drums, in a great song by Cole Porter. Thank you.
call you beneath the moon, under the sun. Whether near to me or far, no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. I think of you day and night. Why is it so? This longing for you follows wherever I go. And in the roaring traffic's boom, the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. I think of you night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an old, such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. This torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love with you night and day.
Won't breathe.
Thomas Marriott on trumpet with his group here, including Bill Anshel on piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and Matt Jorgensen on drums, playing the tune Spring Is Here, jumping the season just a shade, but looking forward to spring arriving next Wednesday. Rodgers and Hart song, Thomas Marriott from the album Flexicon. Thomas is playing this afternoon on Bainbridge Island. He's playing at the Island Music Center at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And he's also bringing his Flexicon group to Tula's on Wednesday night to play for the Earshot Golden Ear Awards. Gail Pettis heard just before that in Cole Porter's Night and Day with Randy Halberstadt at the piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and Mark Ivester on drums. And from the album Here in the Moment, Night and Day, sung by Gail Pettis, who sings Tuesday night for the Eastside Jazz Club at the Courtyard Marriott in Bellevue. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. And we have some music from Jay Thomas's latest CD coming up next here, titled The Cats. A lot of it is vintage boogaloo with tunes by Herbie Hancock, Hank Mobley, Freddie Redd, Horace Silver, and others. This one, however, is a new composition by John Hansen, at least relatively speaking. It's called Night Moves, as a knight in shining armor with a K. John Hansen's on piano. Jay Thomas plays trumpet and tenor sax throughout the album, as well as soprano. Chuck Kissler is on bass and Adam Kessler on drums. The Cats and Night Moves by John Hansen. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a group billed as the Verve Jazz Ensemble, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. And it turned out that's just the name of the group. It isn't the record label they're associated with. It's privately issued. But I thought it was interesting because it's a recording of trumpet player Tatum Greenblatt, who used to be quite active around Seattle, now is very active on the New York scene. And this is a group in which he plays called the Verve Jazz Ensemble. They played Duke Jordan's tune, Jordu. And in addition to Tatum, we heard John Blank on tenor, Matt Oesterreicher on piano, Chris DeAngelis on bass, and Josh Feldstein on drums. And the new album is titled It's About Time, Tatum Greenblatt and the Verve Jazz Ensemble. I've also been seeing the name of Roxy Koss coming up as well. She's on Jeremy Pelt's new CD. Just before the Verve Jazz Ensemble, we were listening to The Cats, and Jay Thomas playing both trumpet and saxophones on that, tenor and soprano and trumpet, John Hansen piano, Adam Kessler on drums, and Chuck Kissler on bass, the tune written by John Hansen, titled Night Moves. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU, time for just one more. Let's encore something from last week's performance by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. This is a wonderful arrangement played by the SRJO and featuring the alto saxophonist Mark Taylor on the song Alone Together.
Thank you.
Beautiful performance there by Mark Taylor and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, recorded in concert at the Kirkland Performance Center a couple of weeks ago, and first broadcast last week here on this program. But I thought it was so good we should hear it again. Alone Together, as arranged by Thad Jones for the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra, and played here by Mark Taylor, alto sax, with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Michael Brockman and Clarence A. Cox. Thank you so much for listening today. Hope you enjoyed the music along with us here on Jazz Northwest. Next week, we'll be bringing you some highlights from the latest Art of Jazz concert with Bernie Jacobs Quartet. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production. Stay tuned for the Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.